little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So I'm going to move on to another area within neurology, which is a transient loss of consciousness. Specifically included that within neurology, although it's not always a neurological problem. So red flag questions that could be linked in with that. So you can, again, be a young lady. We'll call you Tamsin on this occasion, if that's okay, Tamsin.
Yeah.
So, Tamsin, you mentioned that you passed out. Was anybody with you at the time? Can anybody describe what happened?
Well, I was with my mum because we were out shopping. She's not here today because she's at work, but she would have seen it.
Do you get any warning with that at all?
Well, I suppose, I mean, it was very hot in the shops and I was carrying a lot of bags and I hadn't stopped for quite a few hours. And I had noticed I was feeling a bit faint.
Mm, okay. And after this happened, how did you feel? Were you at all disorientated?
Not for very long. No. It only took a few minutes to come around.
Yeah. Well, it would be really helpful perhaps to talk to your mum about what happened. And so maybe we could do that on the phone, or maybe she could come in next time we see you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned before there's no family history of heart rhythm problems. But I guess a rhythm problem could be a possible cause for this. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it was probably a faint. With the circumstances that it came on in, often these sort of things do tend to happen when you've not eaten for a while, or if you've been standing up in the heat for a long time, and you usually get a bit of warning when you're about to faint. So I guess that's the most likely thing that's happened. You mentioned earlier on that you were worried about, is it okay to carry on driving? And I think that, yes, it's okay for you to carry on driving. There's no need for you to stop at this time. It's extremely unlikely to have been a convulsion. That was your worry, wasn't it? That, mm-hmm. that you might have had a fit or something like that. What I would suggest we do for the time being, if that's okay with you, is do a heart tracing, an ECG, mm-hmm. and maybe a couple of blood tests. Mm-hmm. That might be worthwhile thinking about. So maybe a blood count, think about a glucose test, and because you have a family history of thyroid problems, we can maybe do that one as well if you want. Perhaps we could reverse roles and you could safety net me for this one.
Yeah, so it sounds like this probably was a faint, but if you were having more episodes, and especially if you didn't have any warning before you collapsed, or if you collapsed but then went on to feel disorientated for quite a while afterwards, then you need to let us know urgently. And if that was happening, you should stop driving till we've seen you. If you're feeling hot and tired and you feel like this could happen again, then it's maybe less safe to be working at heights or with heavy, maybe dangerous machinery, or, you know, doing a job that involves driving. So do keep that in mind. If you do feel that you're becoming a bit prone to fainting, what you're doing work-wise. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, Doctor. Thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk reduction.